Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Anxiety Aid, your daily dose of quick saves for overwhelmed minds. Today, we're diving into something super important, building positive relationships. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and just instantly feel at ease? Like you can be yourself, share anything, and know you're genuinely accepted. That's the magic of positive relationships. They nourish our souls, fuel our happiness, and help us navigate life's ups and downs with a little extra support. But let's be real, building those connections isn't always a walk in the park, right? Sometimes it feels like we're juggling expectations, navigating miscommunication, and dealing with drama that leaves us feeling drained instead of energized. That's where today's episode comes in. I'm sharing 5 key takeaways to help you build stronger, healthier, more fulfilling relationships because let's face it, everyone deserves a tribe of amazing people who lift them up. Ready to level up your connection game? Let's dive in. First things first. Communication is king or queen. Ever heard the saying miscommunication is the root of all evil? Well, it's pretty close. Being truly heard and understood is fundamental to any relationship. Practice active listening. That means paying attention, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back what you hear to ensure you're both on the same page. Remember, communication isn't just about talking, it's about actively engaging with the other person and creating a space where everyone feels safe expressing themselves. Next up, practice empathy like it's your superpower. Seriously, putting yourself in someone else's shoes can work wonders. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree. Imagine how they might be feeling, what experiences have shaped their views, and what needs they might have. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything, it just means showing genuine understanding and compassion. Speaking of showing up, be present and intentional. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and let relationships take a backseat. But genuine connection requires our full attention. When you're spending time with someone, put your phone away, make eye contact, and truly listen. Let them know they have your undivided focus. That little bit of intentionality goes a long way. Remember to celebrate the wins, big and small. Life is a roller coaster, and relationships are no exception. But amidst the bumps in the road, don't forget to acknowledge the good stuff. Celebrate milestones, offer encouragement during tough times, and express your appreciation for the people who enrich your life. A little bit of positive reinforcement can go a long way in strengthening those bonds. And finally, don't be afraid to set healthy boundaries. This one is crucial. Healthy relationships require respect, compromise, and clear communication about our needs and limits. Don't feel obligated to say yes to everything or sacrifice your own well-being for the sake of others. Setting boundaries allows you to protect your energy, maintain your individuality, and create space for truly fulfilling connections. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's juggling a demanding job, a passion project, and trying to keep up with her social life. She feels constantly overwhelmed, like she's stretched thin in every direction. Then, one day, she decides to prioritize her relationships. She starts making time for coffee dates with friends, actively listens during conversations, and sets boundaries around work commitments outside of business hours. The result? Sarah feels less stressed, more connected, and energized by her relationships, proving that taking the time to nurture those connections can truly make a difference. Remember, building positive relationships takes effort, but the rewards are measurable. By practicing open communication, empathy, presence, appreciation, and healthy boundaries, you can create a network of support that enriches your life in countless ways. So go out there, connect with your loved ones, and build those amazing relationships because remember, we're all better together. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. And if you enjoyed today's episode, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you most. Until next time, stay awesome, keep shining bright, and remember, anxiety doesn't stand a chance against a tribe of supportive friends. See ya.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.